Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
Now, you know we love to be outraged and we like to think that society has never been so sex-obsessed, never been so outrageous, never been so shocking, but is it really? Shock Factor has been around since the, well, famously roaring 20s and probably even before that. Sean Dunn is a playwright and, of course, a fan of pop culture. He's here to look at why we continue to be shocked and what shocks us. Sean, good to see you again. Thanks
good
for coming
morning.
To see us. I mentioned that the roaring 20s, everything has been, we've always been shocked, haven't we, in every generation?
We have. It's so interesting because, I mean, I think we've always known, I think the cavemen knew when they were doing their little sexy etchings on their cave walls that sex sells or it draws the eye, do you know what I mean? But it is very interesting when you look back over time and you see similar acts or how they, you know, there are trends in particular behaviours, particularly amongst pop stars, music videos, live performances. You know, what's the same but what's different and why? It is quite different if you look and like comparatively look at each instance.
Exactly, and I suppose we always have to look at people like Madonna. For every generation, my generation would have been Madonna. I don't know, you're spoiled for choice in your generation.
I know, we've got a few of them, yeah. I mean, Madonna definitely developed the blueprint for the pop star, for the pop princess, you know. I had Britney Spears. If you were to look at, like, Madonna and Britney and compare them, you know, Madonna was 26, 25 starting out, and she was using a lot of, you know, religious iconography, being very sexual in her live performances. I mean, if you watch those videos now, they seem quite tame, I think, personally. Yeah. But then, you know, what changed, I suppose, with Britney? When Britney came out, she was wearing a Catholic schoolgirl uniform, blouse wrapped up around her stomach, black bra peeping through. But the difference is she was 16.
Yeah.
So the difference really in time is the fact that Madonna was 26 or 25 with like a virgin and like a prayer. But hit me baby one more time, Britney was 16 and 17. So I mean, there's room for shock there, isn't there?
Yeah, there is.
Like, it's reasonable.
I didn't realise that age. That's a really good point.
Yeah, it's very interesting when you look at it like that. And like again then with Miley Cyrus, so like, you know, the generation under me, they're all about Miley. And Miley Cyrus was 15 years old on the front cover of Vanity Fair, I think, like wrapped in a bed sheet with like red lipstick smeared across her face. At 15, really taking that Lolita idea and pushing at it. And obviously, even though the material or the image is not, like, not something that we haven't seen before, the age has dropped, which I think encourages jaws to drop.
But it does. And if we look at the year that was, Sean, I mean, one of the big talking points was Kim Kardashian's arse.
The internet,
Because of that extraordinary picture, which I thought was a joke when I saw it, because it just looks so unreal.
It looks ridiculous. But I think what's so funny about audiences today, because, you know, we are always chewing the fat over this kind of thing. A lot of people were like, Kim Kardashian's a mother now, she's got her bum out, it's disgraceful. I mean, I don't know what more we expect from Kim Kardashian. Like, that's the kind of thing that she does, and I think more power to her. But also what's very interesting is sometimes what's shocking is a lot of people would propose there's a racial undertone going on with that
really?
Photo shoot, because basically your man Jean-Paul Gaultier, he kind of specialised in taking these images of black women in the 90s and the 80s, and what he would do is kind of cartoonise particular aspects of their bodies or fetishise them. And people would kind of find that a little bit troubling. So today, when Kim Kardashian recreates that exact image, and she's not a black woman, sometimes what's shocking is not necessarily the skin, but the social conversation that's going around that act, you know?
I was thinking of Madonna and how she was, what constituted shocking for her, as you said, the religious iconography and...
The sex book. So much stuff.
Which, of course, everyone was kind of just kind of shocked by, but, of course, dying to read or look at, which is kind of part of what shocking does, is that there's a lot of po-facery, isn't there, kind of go, it's awful, can't wait to see it, you know.
I think what's
people
really,
are confused.
Yeah, but what's very interesting about it, I mean, we always seem to have a problem with these, like, you know, women, these female pop stars doing these sexual things in their work, but I mean, so much stuff, like if you look at like the rap industry, if you look at what men are rapping, what their videos, like a lot of men get away with material like this, but if Madonna brings out a sex book at 30, like, she's 30 years old. I think it's totally reasonable. If she wants to talk about her sex life, she can. Yeah. Like, what is actually so shocking about that, you know?
Well, did Robin Thicke cross the line, if you'll excuse the reference, you know?
With the blurred line.
Yeah, with his video and with, you know, even I interviewed the girl from the video, Emily Ratajkowski, on the Late Late Show. And she said, I'm a sentient, mature human being, and I love my body. People love looking at my body. I don't give a monkey's what anyone says. I'm going in the video.
I mean, look, I think sometimes there is a question. There's a question of intention, you know what I mean? Was Robin Thicke trying to blur lines in terms of like issues of consent, sexual consent? That's what people were talking about. Yeah. That's what people had a problem with. I don't think that was his intention. I think maybe Robin Thicke didn't make things better for himself. His responses were a little bit thick a lot of the time.
Right.
People were asking him about that. He wasn't really saying anything that was helping himself out. But I mean, it is a lot to do with intention.
Have you seen the video for Anaconda for Nicki Minaj?
I have, of course, yeah.
What the hell is that?
But that's it. I mean, that's a perfect case study if you were to look at, like, you know, what was shocking then and what's shocking now. Sir Mix-a-Lot brought out Baby Got Back in the 90s, which is basically Nicki Minaj's Anaconda, only reworked for modern audiences. It's the exact same message. Yeah, it's like, it's Baby Got Back. It's basically him singing about... like the black females behind and how much he loves and how much he wants to get with it and all that. And Nicki Minaj is doing the exact same thing. And she's singing about men's bodies and she's singing about her own bodies and other women's bodies. So what's actually changed that shocks people? I think in this case, it's the fact that it's a woman. You know, sometimes people are like, okay, yeah, we know Sir Mix-a-Lot did that and everybody knows the words The Baby Got Back and people are always singing it and joking about it. But when Nicki Minaj brings out Anaconda and she's not singing about a snake...
No.
People seem to be up in arms. I think it's funny. It's just a bit of a double standard sometimes.
Do you like the? What did you make of the video? I should say. Do you like it or were you shocked by it?
Wasn't shocked by it. I did think it was very, very. Like, I mean, I think with the year that's gone, with like Miley Cyrus and the twerking and all that stuff, I really felt like it was pushing the envelope and trying to bring that whole genre of dancing full circle. But I think Nicki Minaj is in control of what she's doing. And sometimes, you know, the conversation is about, you know, these women are actually working for men. Sometimes, you know, the film directors are men. The people who are running the photo shoots are men, the record label, they're all men. It's sometimes the concern is about, you know, who's actually making them do this. But I believe personally, I have no problem with it because I think Nicki Minaj is very in control of what she's doing.
That's what one would think, she knows what she's got. She's happy to sell what she's got in the way
she sells
it.
Because she's articulate about it and she talks about it, and it's not like she's a 16-year-old. Do you know what I mean? She's not a 16-year-old girl that I would worry is being manipulated. I feel like Nicki Minaj is in control of her own agenda.
But I wonder how we pass through a sort of a point of shockability anymore. I mean, it has to be kind of extra shocking for it to be shocking, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, exactly.
The currency of shock has changed.
It's
debased.
And what's kind of interesting about today is that it's like the everyday Daves now that now have a platform to shock, because if you look at, you know, the MTV stuff that's on at the moment, Jersey Shore, Geordie Shore, it's not just celebrities, it's not just Madonna and Britney and, you know, Robin Thicke or whatever other star there is doing something really, really provocative. It's people that are shocking us with their lifestyles. So if you look at Geordie Shore and they're getting really, really drunk and they're fighting with each other and they're having sex on camera, you know, the channels are open for everybody to get involved, particularly with how we share information, how we share images of ourselves. You know, it's a lot wider now. The whole curtain has been pulled back on who shocks and why and how.
And are you shocked? I mean,
am I shocked?
You're a playwright. Are you shockable?
No.
Are you shockable? Are you too involved in the arts world and people who are in the arts world?
It's hard to. But I think sometimes you are a little bit like you. Yeah, I don't think. I think with particular pop stars, for example, I might look at them and I'm like, oh gosh, she's very young. As you get older, people look younger. So like Ariana Grande sometimes when she's slinking around doing her thing, and I think she's very, very talented, I do think, God, she looks about 15 or 16.
Right.
I wish she'd chill it out, because it kind of makes you cringe when you're that bit older. So I wouldn't say that I'm shocked, but as you get older, I think there is an uneasiness that comes just with time.
Yeah.
You kind of get a little bit, oh, what are we actually doing there? What are we standing for when that occurs? Like,
so it's not so much shock as you confronting your own mortality.
Yeah, that's actually what's
you're
happening.
Just getting
I'm realizing time passes.
I'm finding this.
I'm not her age anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm younger. Like, she's so much younger than me.
Yeah,
you're
looking down on her there.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
When you're writing yourself, do you feel the need to include something that might jolt? I say jolt instead of shock, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, no, I don't personally, because I'm actually quite interested in, I suppose, like, everyday occurrences. Like, you know, stylistically, I'm quite interested in, like, anti-drama, things that aren't really that dramatic on the surface, but, you know, are hopefully a little bit more complex that will overwhelm me in a different way.
Okay.
So I'm not really interested in, like, you know, writing a really, like, 10-minute long sex scene, like, in Blue Is the Warmest Colour last year. Do you know what I mean? And that wouldn't be my ticket, but...
Did you watch that film?
I did watch it.
So did I.
What did you think?
It went on a bit.
It did go on a bit, but I thought it was very good.
It was good. It was good. but no, I was just got so many recommendations, and I said, okay, I'll give it a go.
And were they warranted, did you think?
No, I think sometimes a film that's trying to shock, or at least trying to break the boundaries a little bit, sometimes gets a love from the critics that isn't worthy of the film itself.
Yeah.
I think sometimes the critics, well, I was reading a few film critics over the weekend, and I think they almost go out of their way to, like, kind of difficult films.
Yeah.
But then the punter like me or you are kind of going, well, I actually just want to watch a decent film.
I know what you mean.
And they'll give that a 3 stars and they'll give this 5 star because it's directed by an Iranian and there's 5 people from France smoking Pitan cigarettes.
Come on. No, I think definitely with the 10-minute long sex scene that was in Blue was the warmest colour. I definitely had people talking last year. I do think with that, in that instance, the intent was to shock, you know? It was 100%. But I do think that the film that it was encased within, actually, I think it was good. I think it was a good piece of work.
Yeah, no, it was. And the performances were very good.
Amazing.
It was very French.
Yeah, it was very French. It was
totally
French.
There's a lot of sitting in the park looking at the sky, smoking cigarettes. You'd expect that from a French film, wouldn't you? Ed says, wouldn't you know, Ryan, the Madonna sex book was banned here in Holy Catholic Ireland. I didn't know that was banned here. Was it? Okay.
I'm not surprised.
It was before the internet. Now we're
not able for sex in this country. We're still not able.
No, we are, but we just pretend that it doesn't happen.
We're performing it now.
I think for 30, 40 years, I think we all thought we were immaculately conceived.
I know.
Because we just didn't talk about it, which is the most unhealthy state for a nation to be
in. It's insane,
isn't it?
Yeah,
when you think of what was shocking for generations in this country, like The Life of Brian banned, Madonna sex book banned. There was a whole heap of books, as you know, down through the years that weren't allowed in libraries and so forth. So a very censorious society doesn't lead to, I think, a healthy one because it's just one giant mat, everything shoved underneath it.
100%.
And then we all know now what happens when you keep too many secrets in society.
It stifles the people totally. 100%.
It does, and then it leads to all these awful things that would eventually come out in the wash. I don't know what's shocking in Ireland today, and I don't know what does shock people. In terms of people, I mean, you might talk about Tommy Tiernan might be considered quite shocking. I don't think he is shocking at all. I think he's funny, but he's edgy.
Yeah, I don't think Tommy is shocking, no. I mean, I'm trying to think of things from, you know, our TV screens that have shocked people. I suppose when California first came on, people were a little bit like... But I don't think we were shocked. I think we were more so cringing at ourselves. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like when you kind of see yourself
on
screen.
Are we going there? Are we doing that? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Has it come to this?
Has it come to this? Yeah, exactly. You know, I think so. Sometimes there is a familiarity that comes with being shocked. Is that what we're really like?
Yeah, well, we shall see. We'll put it out there to friends 51552 on the Shock Factor. Sean Dunn, thank you for coming in to see us this morning.
Thank you.
Good to see you as always.
Cheers.